So, first of all, tell us the background on what the president has asked the FDA to do.
Sure. Basically, he's asking the FDA to increase its staff in its pharmaceutical shortages office. They will expand their efforts to review applications for medicines, new sites to make the medicines, et cetera. And basically what he's doing here is he's asking the FDA to request that pharmaceutical manufacturers voluntarily submit more information about when they're about to have a shortage. That way the FDA can act proactively and try to, you know, either approve other types of medicines or other manufacturing sites, basically try to prevent the shortage from ever happening. And apparently over the past 21 months, the FDA has managed to stave off 137 shortages. So it's been pretty effective, and what he's doing is he wants to put more focus on the issue. Because the FDA is already doing this, but it could be doing more.
Well, it sounds like he feels like a law would help him further this, but on the other hand, does the president have that discretion to change staffing levels within bureaus, within agencies?
Yeah, he does have the authority to ask that they staff up, that they move people around, that they move money around. The issue here, like you pointed out, is that they do need legislation to really make this work. We're seeing record numbers of drug shortages right now, up from more than 200 last year to 232 this year. And the main thing that they need to do is to be able to require that pharmaceutical makers, report these shortages. And the FDA doesn't have the legislative authority to do that. All they're doing is they send a bunch of letters out on Monday asking the pharmaceutical companies to be more proactive. But Congress has been debating bills, bipartisan bills in both chambers, that would actually mandate that the drug makers do this. So that would be a huge step forward, and that needs to go through Congress.
So in the meantime, when there is no action by Congress, and you know how they've been acting lately, it's hard to get anything out of them, does an executive order from the president, does that pretty much compel agency managers to go ahead and act? And do they go ahead and act on the presidential order, even if there is no enabling law?
Right. Well, they're going to act. They're going to move people around. They're going to increase their staffing. He's also asked that the Justice Department take a harder look at possible price gouging, you know, by people who might be stockpiling these medicines in anticipation of a shortage. So there's more focus on the agencies kind of looking at this issue. The real benefit of the executive order, sources tell us, you know, in the pharmaceutical industry, is that he's really raising awareness about the problem. And that's really, you know, that's the key point here. So Congress has been looking at this. The Energy and Commerce held a hearing in September, but it's become a very big problem, especially for cancer drugs, injectable drugs. And, you know, now the pharmaceutical makers are actually happy about this, because when the president steps out there and makes this very public, then it really draws attention to the problem in a way that hadn't, you know, existed previously.
Now, the president has, by the way, we're speaking with Julian Piquet, a reporter for The Hill newspaper. And now the president has a lot of executive orders and is threatening a lot of them in the areas of the economy and job creation in relation to the bill that he's proposed that Congress won't pass. So this is not just happening at the FDA, but really across government. What is The Hill, if anything, what are members saying about this flurry of executive orders or promised ones when they're explicitly aimed at the fact, the president says, that Congress hasn't acted?
Well, that's a really good point, because there's been jobs legislation. He's tried to divvy up his bill, but it's not moving in Congress. He's acted on jobs for veterans. In this case, the reaction was a little bit more skeptical, I would say, because Congress has acted to some extent. You know, in the Senate, like I said, there's bipartisan support for these bills to require that the manufacturers warn the FDA ahead of time. In the Senate, the Senate Health Committee is expected to consider this probably next year, because it's part of reauthorization of user fees for pharmaceuticals, the user fees that the drug companies pay for the FDA to be able to do its job. That's coming up next year for reauthorization. And as part of that, you know, they're looking at the big picture, what else can we do, whatever kind of authorities does the FDA need. So the Senate's been moving on that, and actually the Health Committee Chairman, Tom Harkin, applauded the president on Monday and said that he liked the support for the law and that they would probably do something along the lines of what the president's asked them to do. In the House, Joseph Pitts, the chairman of the Health Subcommittee in the Energy and Commerce, which held, you know, a hearing on this in September, was pretty infuriated. He waited until yesterday to make a comment, but he said it was a little much, basically, for the president to be blaming the Hill for not moving. He says that Congress has been waiting on the president to move. So, you know, there was a little bit of political back and forth there.
Well, there always is that. But in general, if a president makes an order or an agency undertakes an initiative, does that, in your experience, tend to get Congress goaded into action to do what the agency felt it needed or the president felt it needed in the first place on any issue, regardless FDA or any agency?
Well, you know, like I said, I think in this case, it sounds like both chambers actually want to pass this legislation. It's November now, so it's not going to happen this year. I think it's important to note that this is the first time that the president, that we've seen really any public support for this law, where he's really been out there saying, pass it, pass it, pass it. So it's a little late in the game, you know, in 2011 for him to be saying Congress needs to act on this now.
Julian, so, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, so, you know, the executive order helps draw attention to the issue. It goads Congress into acting probably next year. But this year, it's just, you know, I don't see it happening.